Wall Street is headed to its worst year-end finish since the Great Depression. And as if we needed any proof of that, that proof may come this week. Here to explain is Diane Swonk. She's the chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Welcome to the program, Diane, and tell us about this week. It's the week between Christmas and New Year's. It's traditionally known as the Santa Claus Rally. Why is that?
It's called the Santa Claus Rally because usually at this time of year, there's a couple things going on. One, many investors are buying in anticipation of January, which tends to be a very good month at the start of the year. And two, it's also when a lot of Wall Street firms, of course, get their Christmas bonuses, and they end up turning those bonuses into investments by turning them around and reinvesting them in the market. Well, two things are missing this year to have that Santa Claus Rally like we usually do. One is hope for January is not exactly terrific at this stage of the game. The economy is getting worse right now, not getting better, and not showing signs of bottoming out. The other issue, of course, is there were no bonuses for Wall Street this year, or where there were certainly contentions about them, and people were asked to give them back when they got them. So the extra cash that often comes through the pipeline to buy also Christmas presents, which was not there this year, was not there to buy stocks either.
So here we are. It's December 30th. There's just a few days left to this week. Any chance that Santa might come in the last few days?
Unfortunately or fortunately, these are such volatile markets, who knows? I mean, in the last 5 to 10 minutes of the market, we can see an extraordinary turn. It's sort of like watching an NBA game. It's not worth watching it until the very last few minutes to see who wins. We've seen wild fluctuations, but that said, it's not going to be anything to compensate for what's been the worst year since the 1930s.
As you mentioned, Diane, in the past, a lot of times investors would buy stocks at this time of year with their bonuses, maybe not so many bonuses this year. You've got the added element of the fact that some people are still concerned that they might get laid off in the future. How is that affecting how the markets might close this year?
Again, it's the broader economy issue and the issue that the economy is still expected to get worse before it gets better. And a lot of people lost jobs. Layoffs often come right before Christmas, which is not a very nice Christmas present. As a result, they've not only lost a job or they're afraid of losing a job, they're pulling in on their purse strings and they're holding on to cash relative to making riskier bets out there that they're not sure are going to return because they don't know if they might need that cash to carry them next year as well. The idea of having extra money around to invest in the market, although that is a good long-term plan, right now it may not be in the best short-term interest. If you're afraid you're going to lose a job, you need to have that extra cash in your bank account to pay your bills with rather than put into a stock account that may or may not be able to cash out of quickly at any kind of a major return.
Does not sound like there is a whole lot to look forward to coming up in 2009, but do you see any hope in the future going forward in the markets?
I bet on the U.S. economy and I bet on our system. The problem is our system has some major repairs it needs to it and a major revamping of the entire regulatory system. We are starting out the year with a lot of stuff in the pipeline and additional stimulus coming from the Obama administration. So all in all, we will get on a better economic path. It will be tough through 2009. Conditions get worse before they get better. The good news is they will get better. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, even though it's a long tunnel. 2010 stacking up to be a much better year. I wish I could say it was sooner, but at this stage of the game, that would be a little bit premature. We really need to see some more healing go on. The good news is we're starting to see healing in credit markets. Mortgage rates have come down. Now, if we can just get some of those people who are close to defaulting on their mortgages actually into the banks to renegotiate those mortgages, we'll be in much better shape.
Diane Swonk is the chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks, Diane, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.